In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony, and we have someone else that's going to be sharing a little. I want you to hear the word of God. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. No one takes it from me. I do it freely." My Lord, he is the good shepherd. He is your good shepherd. He is my good shepherd. And remember the last two lines of the 23rd Psalm. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You know, we don't stress these things in the church. We're afraid that people are going to not receive it. Let me tell you a story about a woman when I was at Sacred Heart in North Quincy. The gospel that night was Jesus said to the woman, "Go home, your daughter has been healed." The woman was there and her daughter had leukemia. And she says, "My daughter is going to be healed." And so she went to the pastor and she said, "My daughter is going to be healed." He said, "How do you know? You said it on the gospel." But people are afraid to confirm that. What if it doesn't happen? It happened.
Amen.
It happened. It happened. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I lay down my life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. Bah, I'm one. I'm a sheep. Bah, are you a sheep? He comes after you. Maybe you are one that escaped. You've escaped the gaze of the good shepherd. Oh, you know what? He's looking for you. He's looking for you. He's looking to put you on his neck and take you back to all the sheep. Maybe you're the one that's run away, like the prodigal son. But God welcomed back that son so soon and so quickly. Let's continue now. Anthony, share about the good shepherd, Jesus the Lord.
Will Jesus not leave the 99 to find the one? You know, when a sinner is brought back into the flocks, there is no more there's no more joy in heaven than that. You know, there's all times we stray away. But in those times, those are the times when Jesus' mercy can shine the brightest. We all have hard times and tribulations, but in those times is when our surrender can grow to be the greatest. You know, like Father Tom said, he told that woman she would be healed, and she had the faith for it. So she was. Do you have the faith for it? You know, the best news, we talked yesterday about being filled with the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, "Everything you will do, I will do and more." You know, Jesus already laid out the footprint. We just need to walk in the footsteps that Jesus walked in. And he'll put people in your life. All I need to do is, my path has been walked by Father Tom. I just need to walk in the footsteps that Father Tom has walked in. And you know, people we bring into the church, we want to be the example so they can just follow in our footsteps. Because we become vessels for the Holy Spirit and the truly God footsteps. And they can be led into all truth. You know, but some people are afraid to have this faith, this centurion faith. But you know what I tell you today? It's prudent to fear God, not fear man. You know, Father Tom said, Jesus, God wants to be with us forever. Fear forever. Forever is a long time, but love forever. You know, because forever is often based on our love of God. You know, our rank in heaven is based on what we do today, what we do now, how much we love God in this life, how much charity for our neighbors we have. You know, we all have an empty space within us that only God can fill. You know, that nothing of this world, no amount of money, no friends, no house can fill. We'll just want more and more until our life is over and we'll never be filled. You know, that's because there's a space inside us which we are created by God for, that God can fill and He will fill. And amen is yes to God. And God's looking for your amen today. Just say amen. You know, when we love and fear the things of God, we lose love and fear of the things of this world. Because the true gifts of this life are the spiritual gifts from heaven. You know, God calls us to walk in the footsteps that His Son walked in. And you know, we are not God. We can never fill them. But you know, we can try. And Jesus has a mission for all of us. You know, but for 30 years, Jesus lived under obedience before he even started his ministry. You know, Jesus could have been healing people from day one. But the truth is that the Father had a bigger plan for him. He lived in obedience. You know, he learned from his mother. And then God sent him out. But this obedience to God, you know, following in the footsteps he walked in. I can feel the power coming on the broadcast now. And I just tell you that you have an eternal vision. You're going to see that God's going to put people in your life so you don't have to try. You don't have to strive. You just need to come into compliance. And you just walk in the footsteps they've already treaded for you because it was ordained by God. And right now, God is showing you those people He's ordained to be in your life.
We're going to ask Jules to share a little. Yeah. Jules, I would call him the disciple of Anthony. Isn't that wonderful? That Anthony, not alone, but Anthony got Jules. It's like Jesus calling Peter, James, and John. Oh, yes, we need to get disciples. We know what's going to happen when I die. There's going to be someone that's going to fill in. Well, we're going to have a lot of tapes 3 days a week. I know that. I'll be speaking from where I am, and I hope it's in heaven by the grace of God, by the grace of God. So Jules, come up here and just share a little with us and let us know what God has been doing to you and how He loves you so much.
Amen. Amen. Praise Jesus. God is good. God is so good. You know, I'm really underqualified to be here right now, but the Holy Spirit works in miraculous ways. I've come from a lot of darkness in my life and pain and emptiness, and Jesus has filled that. He has filled those holes inside of me. He has glorified me. You know, God is outside of time, and our life was written 2,000 million years ago, and it's just whether or not we're going to comply. Once we come in compliance with God, we start to receive blessings and graces that you could never imagine in your most beautiful, wildest dreams. And you know, I've only been in the church for about 3.5 months, and I've received so many graces and blessings. I'm able to lay hands and pray over people. I'm not even a confirmed Catholic yet. I have my first communion on Easter, but you know what? God works in such magical ways. He just chooses people. He's choosing you right now. You're listening to me. You know, if it wasn't for Anthony, I wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for Father Tom, Anthony wouldn't be here. And it's really just such a blessing. I just came back from the Most Holy Trinity Monastery. It's a retreat with the monks of Adoration in Petersham. And it was one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had in my life. When you're in the silence and you have a closer relationship with God, He brings to light a lot of impurities and pain that you have inside of you. And when He's able to purify you, you are then able to come in compliance with Him, and He leads you. You just have to get out of the way and listen to God. And when you do that, your whole life changes. The world has slowed down for me. I'm able to think clearer, make easier decisions. I don't worry about when am I going to pay my next bill or how am I going to get this done, because the Lord just helps you. When you trust in Jesus, your life becomes fulfilled. You know, Catholicism means wholeness, and Christianity means to trust in Christ. So when you're a Catholic, that means you have wholeness in Christ, which is the biggest blessing in the world, because, you know, we're all broken and we're all sinners. And, you know, from my own experience, without Jesus, I am just a weak sinner, but with Him, anything is possible. And, you know, I strive to be the best father in the world, and I used to rush to get into relationships, but God has put me into this season of patience to work on myself and to heal those inner pains, and He's going to fill me with all of His glory, and He's going to bring the most beautiful wife into my life, and I'm going to be able to have an amazing experience through God, the way that He ordained my life, because I've decided to come into compliance. And you know, whatever you're going through in your life right now, whatever it is that you're worried about, just put it at the foot of the cross. Just let Jesus take care of it. You just have to believe. And you know, if you're having trouble with your faith and you're being questioned and you don't understand, just take a few minutes right now, a few seconds, just allow Jesus into your heart. Just say, Jesus, I allow You into my heart. Amen. I need You. I can't do this without You. And with Him, anything is possible. You know, God is so good. I went on a road trip to visit my mother in South Carolina for Christmas, and I was very new in the church, just a few weeks. But God put it on my heart to stop at these truck stops and to pray over people. And, you know, I can't really explain what I said to these people because the Holy Spirit comes over you. But this one woman in particular, I forget her name, but she said that she was having thoughts of suicide before I came to speak to her. And God put it on my heart to lay hands on her and to deliver a message. And, you know, she looked me in the eye afterwards and she said, I needed this so much, you have no idea. And it's those moments where you know that you're in compliance with what God wants you to do, because we're all at a certain point in our lives. You know, Father Tom has had such a successful ministry, and he's been on the radio for 37 years. He's exactly where he's supposed to be, and if he had the strength, he would be in Africa. But he's here right now serving the Lord, doing exactly what he's supposed to do. Anthony is right here side by side with him. And to be in this room and to have an opportunity to be even around them, it's such a blessing. And, you know, I really hope that my testimony has touched some of you. Maybe you're converting, or you don't know about your faith, or if Jesus loves you. And I'm telling you right now, He loves you so much. He loves you so much. I grew up without a father, and I've had a lot of disappointments from male role models. Jesus does not disappoint you. He's been waiting for you your whole life, and all you have to do is accept Him and love Him and take some time out of your day, whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, just take some time to talk to Jesus. Talk to Him at the end of your day. Go over some things that you may have done or maybe you could have done differently, and try to put yourself in His shoes and handle things the way that He would, because the truth is, He's inside of all of us, and we are one with Jesus. You know, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Him, and He died on the cross for us, and He went through so much pain, so that we could be free of our sins and our brokenness. And he is the ultimate healer. So everyone out there, just put your faith and your trust in God and praise Jesus for everything in your life. Even when you're having a bad day or you're going through some tough times, nothing grows on this earth without dirt. You have to have dirt in order to grow. So when we talk about planting seeds, you know, some of the most beautiful and glorified saints had the hardest lives and they went through the most suffering. And without that suffering, they wouldn't be where they are. And it really, it's just a matter of understanding that it's not about what you want. It's about how God ordained your life. And as soon as you come into compliance with what he wants you to do, that's when you start to bear the real fruit. And it's all about planting those deep roots. Because if you have deep roots and you have a foundation, there might be a drought, but your tree is still going to bear the most beautiful fruit. And, you know, it's going to be like an overflow of a river that just never ends. And in order to help other people, which we all want to, you have to have your cup filled first. And once your cup is filled, just pray for that abundance from God. Talk to Jesus so that your cup overflows, so that others can drink from your cup and you can continue to change the world. But focus on right now in this second. What do you have to be thankful for from God? Because I know we all have so much to be thankful for. And if you just start with a good foundation and virtue and you trust in God, he'll take care of everything. He'll tell you when it's the right time to do anything.
Amen. Wow. You know, how can I follow that? 3.5 months Jules has been in the church serving God. But you know, this is what happens when you become an open vessel for the Lord. This is what happens when you become a sponge for all that God has to give. You know, like Father Tom says, we lay hands on the sick and they are healed. You know, we lay hands and anointings are transferred to one to another. You know, the only knowledge is that experiential knowledge. That experiential knowledge is what Jules is filled with. You know, going out on the streets, praying for people, following in the footsteps, not of me, not of Father Tom, that Jesus walked in. You know, being an empty vessel for the Holy Spirit. Jules didn't know what he was going to say. None of us do. But when we don't have the words, the Holy Spirit gave us utterance. Now, I've known Jules all my life. No, you guys haven't. But you know, a couple months ago, Jules was someone who was broken. But you know, when you're broken, you can be fixed. When you're lost, you can be filled. I was someone who was broken. But you know, Jules, man, it's just so amazing what God can do. God can do it to anyone, and it's through the surrender. You know, Jules got out of the way, and he just opened his heart wide for God. You know, the more pain you go through in this life, the more ready you are for God. So just ask yourself, what areas in my life are filled with pain? You know, what areas in my life give me anxiety? What traumas do I want resolved? Because those areas of pain and anxiety, they're a gift from God. Because right now, God's telling you he wants to change that. He doesn't want any pain, any darkness in you. He wants to drive it out by the light of God. And the light of God drives out all darkness. So pray right now. Just say, Jesus, drive out all the darkness in me with your light. And you know, he will do it. I'm just blown away. You know, Jesus, God's going to put people in your life that you follow in the footsteps they've already walked in. You know, he's ordained everything. And the last thing I'll say is, me and Jules are a perfect example that God's mercy, the rays of divine mercy coming out of his sacred heart, are his greatest attribute he has.
Amen.
You know, because the greater a sinner you are, the greater right to you have to God's mercy.
Yes.
And it through, you know, I can speak for me and Jules and Father Tom's conversion. It's through the Immaculate Heart of Mary that we were converted. It's through praying the rosary daily that all vices were driven out. It was Jesus. But you know, when my acts weren't ready to be bring to Jesus, you know, we gave it up to Mary. Mary took these prayers to Jesus, and in 3 months, you know, he can never, ever turn down his mother. And in my life, and in Jules' life, and in Father Tom's life, we were saved by Jesus, but through Mary, her Immaculate Heart, the rosary, and all the goodness of the church. And you know, she's so misunderstood, and she's so worthy. And you know, Jesus ordained it that, you know, he put enmity between the woman and the serpent, but he gave the power of the woman, Mary, to crush all vice, to crush all affliction, to crush the serpent in our life. And, you know, we just bless you. And I'm just blown away. We just thank you, Lord. We just take a minute to thank you for my conversion, for Jules' conversion, for Father's Tom. But, you know, for yours, because we die to ourselves daily. And when we die to ourselves, we are born anew in God.
It doesn't take much to get a disciple. It takes love. Because if you have the love of God, you want to share that love with other people. Oh, yes. The church has done a very good job of baptizing, but not a very good job of making disciples. Jesus did not say baptize only. He said, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We need to make disciples that are going to carry on the work of the Lord. We need to do that. This is what God is saying to us. Make disciples. As I said, I have a friend who lived far away but's come back. She calls me her spiritual father. She's heard the word of God. She's placed her trust in Jesus. She's given her surrender to the Lord. Oh, yes. Her surrender is perfect. Have you surrendered to the Lord? I'm going to sing you a song. A new day is coming, the glory of the Lord. A new day is coming, the glory of the Lord. A new day is coming, the glory of the Lord. It's a new day, a brand new day, the glory of the Lord. A new day, a brand new day, the glory of the Lord. The blind are seeing, the deaf are hearing, hallelujah. The people of God are smiling within, hallelujah. Jesus is on the throne, hallelujah. A new day, a new day, a new day of God.
Some seeds we plant, we see in this life. Some we won't see till heaven. But you know, we want those seeds we plant. We want the people who walk in our footsteps to surpass us. We want the people who we pray for to do greater works than we could ever do in this life. And we want the people they pray for to do greater works than they could ever do. And you know, you'll never know what a I love you, a Jesus loves you, an act of charity will do the ripple effect, being an open vessel to the Lord and the Holy Spirit you have in this life, will ring into eternity. God bless you.
How we need the blessing of God. Some people are so afraid. I know a relative of mine who doesn't ever want to be near a priest. He's afraid of God. He's afraid of the priest. There's nothing to be afraid of. He's the good shepherd. He laid down his life for you, the sheep. There is nothing to be afraid of. He is God Almighty, who is in love with you now. In love with you now. In love with you now. He is God Almighty, who is in love with you, showing that love on the cross. What held Jesus to the cross? Love held Jesus to the cross, not only the nails. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.